The following shiur has been presented by Harav Urin Reichschlita, Rosh HaYeshiva, the Yeshiva Gedoyla de Woodlake, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Rabbi Yosef Sefti Yevomis interestingly starts with what seems to be a tangential issue. As we know, the Ikar Mitzvah of Yibum B'Chalitza is Mefurish B'Chumish, Dvorim Yiduim L'Koil. A person dies childless, Halila, and he's married to one wife or more. There's a mitzvah Zikas Yibum B'Chalitza. One of his wives has to go through Yibum, preferably, and if not, Chalitza. And the details of what Yibum itself is, the Kavona that you need, is discussed much further in the Masechta in Perik HaChelitz. And the details of Chalitza are discussed in the Perik Mitzvahs Chalitza much further in the Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta deals with Ptur Erva and Tzaras Erva. We'll discuss a few long Mishnah Nekudas that come up in the first Mishnah already and have ramifications throughout the first two Prokim. Yibum, because it's a Mitzvah of Beer, has a problem when the person, the brother of the Nifta, has a forbidden connection with the Yavama. So let's say a Kayin, for argument's sake, a Kayin has a brother who does not have Kedushas Kohana, he's a Cholol. So the Cholol would be Mutter to marry a Grusha. And then that Grusha falls to a Kayin. So we have a problem of what to do when there's a Mitzvah Yibum that clashes with an Isuri Bia. The actual sugya of Isuri Bia by Yibum is really in Daf Chof, it's in the second period. And let us just summarize what comes out of the Maskon of that Gemara. The Gemara says there's three distinctions. Chai V'Lavin, Chai V'Lavin Ba'asei, and Chai V'Krisis. If a woman is taka only osa alpha lav, nothing else, so then technically she should be mutter to do Yibum also, because Asei Deicha Leisa Sei. And the Maskon of the Gemara is that Midiraisa, she's Misyabim. The only reason you don't do Yibum is because there's a Gzeira Bia Rishayna ought to be a Shnir. Al Pi Alocha Midiraisa, even if you would have a Heta of Asei Deicha Leisa Sei, but he wouldn't be able to keep her. He would have to be Megarisha right away. And because we're a Gezer that maybe will be do a Bia Shnir, so Chazal asked Bia Rishayna. It's obvious that it's going to be a mitzvah chalitza, because midiraisa is even a mitzvah yibum. Obviously, midiraisa, she's not going to be potter without chalitza. But then we have isurim that are too severe to have tchia. For instance, a woman who falls to a kohen gadol who's an almona, so she's an almona and a beula, which is a lav asay. So there's no tchia, but she's not chayv krisis. She's not an erva. We paskin that the only women who don't have tefisas kedushin are chayv krisis, or even worse, chayv misas bezin. A woman who doesn't have a koris, isuri mamza, isuri psukol, isuri kohuna, as severe as they are, but they don't have koris. So there's no din of ain kedushin tefisin. Nevertheless, even though yibum technically could be tefis, because Yibum, which is Ishus, is Chal B'chayvi Lav and V'asei, as long as it's not Chayvi Krisis. But there's no Tchir. So here we have a case of a woman who can't have Yibum Min HaTeira, who doesn't have Yibum Min HaTeira. Nevertheless, the Gemara says she has Chalitza. Rav Rishayim hold that this Chalitza is Midiraisa. There is a Shitta brought in Teisa Rosh, that the Chalitza is only B'drabonim, that the Pasha says the Chalitza is Diraisa. Midiraisa, there's no Yibum, and Pashtus Midiraisa, there's Chalitza. What's interesting is that the Gemara says that if you do Yibum, it doesn't work. Imbalu Leikonu. And here's the question, why is Imbalu Leikonu? Even if there was no Tchia and it was an Avera to do it, but there is technically a Mitzvah Yibum, And Yibum should therefore be Kaina, because the only reason that Ishus is not Typhus with the Isha Asura is because she's a Chayv Krisis. This woman is only a Chayv Alav Vaseh. So here there's a discussion in Achrenim, and I'm just talking about this because as we start the Masechta, these are topics that crop up again and again. So here we have a big Yedua Dikat Shaila, the Mishnah Melech Shaila, which is discussed in Achrenim by Arichis, but it has very, very few Mufurish and Marim Mekemis and Rishayim. Sugis discuss, the Achrenim discuss this in many Sugis, has many ramifications. Interestingly, Reb Chaim Weizer brings a Chem de Gnuza, a Tshuva from the Rajva, no one knows where it is. But Reb Chaim Weizer quotes the Rajva about this. Question is there an Issa Eishas Ach by Chai Velav Maaseh? Let's understand the question. Usually every Yibum crops up with a problem of Heter Eishas Ach. Because every Yibum is with an Eishas Ach, and if an Eishas Ach is a problem, you're not going to be able to do Yibum. Obviously, not only was the Torah matir the Isra Eishas Ach for Yibum, and made a mitzvah out of it, the Torah allowed Ishas of Yibum to be Tefus in Eishas Ach. That's a given, whatever the longest may be. Tchuya, Hutra, big Sugis and Yivoms. By Chayv Lavin, where there's a mitzvah Yibum in HaTorah, and it's only a Drabon and the Kedin that you can't do Yibum. Pashtus avada does a heter ishasach, because min HaTorah there's a mitzvah Yibum also. That's the Pashtus. Chai Belavim Vaasei is a very debatable issue, because Chai Belavim Vaasei min HaTorah has no Yibum. There's no mitzvah Yibum. So then we could possibly understand that there's a Chiv ishasach also, because there's no heter ishasach b'mokum where there's no mitzvah. Therefore, if that's true, that explains why in Baal Ulaykon, the Achrenim say this, in Baal Ulaykon, because the reason why there's no mitzvah is because Ein Aseh Necholeis Aseh. Once there's no mitzvah, there's no Heter Ishtach. Once you're the nation's Ach, then Ein Kiddushin Tevsim B'chavi Krisis. If, however, we hold that there is a Heter Ishtach, even by Chai B'Lav Vaseh, and the whole reason not to be able to do Yibum is only because of the Chai B'Lav Vaseh, That should not obstruct the heter Eishas Ach, and there should be a heter to do Yibum. Go back a little bit, because just over that sentence.
That pause shows us that there was a pause. That's fine.
Okay. I'll go back.
If
we say that there is a chiyuv Eishas Ach. If we say that it's, I'm sorry, let's go back. I'm starting again.
And I see that she's not mentioning the Kiva, the Chavilav, that's not.
As we're talking, I'm not.
Okay, because this is a beautiful introduction to the Masechta, because it puts it all in perspective, especially this. It's beautiful. Okay.
Again, I'm going to start from here, I'm going to pause a second, and then we'll start again. If, however, there is a Heter Ishasar, then we have a problem, because the only reason there's no mitzvah is as Chavilav Vasei. Chai V'Lav Maaseh itself doesn't obstruct Tfisa's condition. So there should be a Tfisa's Ishus. Of them is Yedua. There's a vault which is famous in the name of Reb Shlomo, but the truth is Reb Aaron Zecher Tzadik Livracha says it also in Mishnah's Reb Aaron. It's a very famous vault, and there are a number of rais that Reb Kivega doesn't hold like this, but they say, both say a big Yisayt in Torah. They say that even though if a person, Lamoshel, has a mitzvah of matzah, and he goes ahead and he eats tevel, or he eats something that's also to eat, if not for the problem of mitzvah abob avera, if not for the problem of the of mitzvah abob avera, he'll be yaitzah the mitzvah. If there's a drosha or mitzvah abob avera that makes it a chisaron in the mitzvah, then I'm out of the problem. But if it's just because of the Issa of Tevel, so he was over the Issa of Tevel, he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Matzah. Zogim di Rosh Hashivas, that's only because the mitzvah of Matzah is chal on him, he's Mechuyim to eat Matzah. The Issa of Tevel is not Meneh that he has a Chiv. And he went ahead and did his mitzvah with something that's awesome. But Luyitzir, a person has a mitzvah that wherever he looks to Mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah doesn't allow it, then the mitzvah falls away. There's no mitzvah b'mokum where it's e'efshah beheta to be mekayim the mitzvah. Memela they say chai v'lavim v'asei, even though it's only an issa of chai v'lavim v'asei, but this issa is not aimed to become mutter. And therefore the person doesn't have a mitzvah yibum, because what's the tachlis of mitzvah yibum? Even if we say that an heta ishasach because bi'as musa shiz a yavoma, aber afal piken, a mitzvah from yibum is nishtof. And with this they explain what seems to be a great paradox, that nida, which is a chayvik krisis, if a person is miyabim and nida, Tosis says they have arrived in the Gemara Psochim in Baru Kono. It works. It's an avera, but it works. And Tosis speaks about the difference between nida and other chayvik krisis. Reading the grace of Rosh Hashivas, the Briskerov discusses this also. Even if Nidah doesn't have that aspect, that unique aspect of Erva, which Erva demands that you shouldn't even be able to be Tefitz Kedushin with the Evid. Nidah doesn't have that, we know. But the Hini does the Olav. A person can be Mekadosh and Nidah. Oh, but Sachlegorah from Chayvavim Vasei. You have some Issa, and the Assei is not Dechid, because they're not saying the Chalish Shemakoros, as the Gemara is going to explain later on in the Chest. So how in the world can Yibam in a Nidah be better than Yibam in Chayv and Avim Vasei? So Krav Shlema and Rabar, Nidah at a Issa is no different than a Chayv and Avim Vasei. The difference is a Balabatcha difference, that Chayv and Avim Vasei is not able to become Mutter. Mashenkin and Nidah that has a Heta Betvila, it's Taka also the Tachlis of Issa right now. But the mitzvah didn't go away, because the mitzvah is to wait till she becomes Torah and do it. Once there is a mitzvah, then even if you do it with Shasi Suri, you're kaidah. Okay, we've talked a little bit about the background, but what we have to remember, the summary of the halachas that are either from the Sugi and the Chof is that Chai V'Lavin is a drabonon, and therefore it has Yibum V'Chalitza Min HaTorah, it's only Midrabonon that you can't do Yibum. This is all according to the Chachomim. We'll discuss Rav Kiva in a minute. Chai v'lav v'asei that have no tchir min ha'teira ayin bo'alu leikonu. There's no mitzvah in bo'alu leikonu. But nevertheless, they have chalitza pashtus min ha'teira. Chai v'krisis or even more chomer. Chai v'krisis, there's a halacha, famous halacha of eina eila leyibum, eina eila lechalitza. Chai v'krisis, as opposed to Chai v'lav v'asei, even though they're both not eile leyibum, Chai v'lav v'asei, afo pi she'ein eile leyibum, yesh lecho yevomo, she'eile lechalitza afi she'ein eile leyibum, and Chai v'krisis is ein eile leyibum, ein eile lechalitza. And the Sugi and Daf Chof discusses this. What we have to remember also is that Daf Tes and Daf Yud, in the main place in Yevomos, Shittas Reb Kiva is mentioned. Reb Kiva is mazve Chai v'lav and ke Chai v'krisis. The Shittas Reb Kiva in Shas is that Kedushin is not tefed with Chai v'lavin, with various nafkiminus, as the Gemara speaks in Eil and Nairis. And because ain Kedushin tefed in Chai v'lavin, it has the same chaymer as Chai v'krisis, and according to Reb Kiva, there's no din of chalitza even by Chai v'lavin. Tosis asked the Kasha, if it would be Chai v'lavin v'asei, it would make sense, but by Chai v'lavin, why is there no din of Yovei Asei v'yid Chalais Asei? It should be mutter even to do Yibum. Maybe you don't have an Eina Eliyim and Eina Lechalitza. And Tosis brings a Raya that by Chai v'krisis Gufev, Yibum would be Deicha, the Chai v'krisis you'd be able to Miyabim. This is a famous Kasha of Tosis and Daf Tes, and the Achreirim have a lot to say about it. Let us get back to the Mishnah and Daf Beis. The Mishnah and Daf Beis moves from the Ptur of the Yevoma herself to the Din of Tzora and Tzora's Tzora. The Mishnah discusses if a man leaves two wives, one is a daughter of his brother, and one is a Pnuya, is a Estama Nochris, what we call in Yevoma the Nochris. She's got no connection with him, she's not a Korov to him. So what would our Seichel tell us? He can't be Miyabim, his daughter. He's even potter from Chalitza as far as the daughter's concerned. And if there'd be no other wife, there would be no mitzvah yibum. But seeing there is another wife, see, it should be miyad and the other one. That's takashitas bishame. Bishame holds soros erva muteres, which means it's muteres and zachiv mitzvah on the yibum, on the soros erva. But as we know, bishilil, and this is the halacha, the Gemara says about this bishame, b'mokim bishilil in the Mishnah, Basil holds that there's a ptur of tzoras erva. When a man leaves two wives and one's an erva, to the Yovim, not only the Erva is potter min hayibum min hachalitza, the Tzora is also potter min hayibum min hachalitza. The Mishnah discusses various cases of this. Now there's an interesting halacha. How long are we going on for?
We're going now for 15 minutes.
I thought I was going to start with this mission. I just took out
the It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It gives a stick of background.
I just took them like this. Okay.
And I bring back to the Mishnah.
You may want to edit
the Shabbat
to the Mamasura. Okay. No, if they decide to do it in the Mamasura location, you'll come back, we'll do it again. But,
no, this is good. It's good.
Okay, where are we up to?
So now the Tzoros is Visham Basil, Visham Machan is in a sense Tzoros Erva, Vakon to Basil, which is Nishlak and Negara Sechel, because it's Negara Sechel, because it's fine. It's going.
Okay. The Gemara in Daf Mem Daled discusses the details of this drosha, but that's the halacha. Tzoros Erva is Ptur Vilayim. Now the Mishnah tells us a fascinating halacha of Tzoros Tzora. And Tzora is the crux of the Lomdus, which we discussed in Yeshivas at the beginning of Yevomis. Let's understand it clearly. We have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven leaves two wives, one of whose is a daughter of Levi. So Levi, at that point, cannot do Yibum when Reuven dies without a child. Because not only is his daughter also for Yibum, the other one is of Tzora's Erva. For Shimon, however, to whom both women are mutter, there's a mitzvah Yibum. So Shimon goes ahead and is miyabim one of them. He happens to pick on the Tzora. So he picks a woman who's a Tzora's Erva to Levi, but to him, no problem. He marries that Tzora, he's miyabim that Tzora, and he himself has another wife. And sure enough, Shimon goes ahead and dies without children. There's a lot of dying going on in your box. Shimon goes ahead and dies without children, and he leaves now two wives. The original Tzoros Erva to Levi, and a Tzoros Tzora. The best of Levi is not Nofel Le'Yibim anymore. She's gone. She got married to somebody else. She's irrelevant. But her Tzora got married to Shimon, was misyabim by Shimon, and Shimon dies and leaves over that Tzora together with the Tzora's Tzora. Shteita Gemara and our Mishnah, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for this, that there's a din of Tzora's Tzora. Tzora's Tzora in Pashtus is a drosha that the Gemara dashes in the Gimel on the base, Lotzer, Litzra, that the same pasuk that brings the Pasha of Tzora also says even Tzora's Tzora. Tesis has problems with the Gemara and Dafkid Beis, his Mashmit Samachleik is with his Mesorah Mikra, that Tesis will discuss in that Beis Madalaf. But basically, there's a halacha of Tzoros Tzora. I'm just going to introduce to you a kasha which is many of you have heard of already. It's a very famous kasha, and it's good to know that this kasha, even though many people have attempted to say terutzim on it, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, I've grown all my life, I've been in yeshivas all my life, I've heard hundreds of hours of people dashing on this kasher of Krega. Here will grow over here before someone says a good teretz on this kasher. What was Kivega's kasher? Kivega asked an interesting question. Kivega says, let's go back to the case over here. Reuven died and left Levi with Yibum of two people. One of them is Levi's daughter. Levi couldn't marry that daughter, therefore he couldn't be miyabim the bas, couldn't be miyabim the Tzora. The Tzora was nisyabim to Shimon. Shimon left over that Tzora with the Tzora's Tzora. So the problem is not only that not only is bas a problem for the Tzora, it's a problem for the Tzora's Tzora. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Frederick Kveig, even though in Hilchus Erva of bas, she's merely a Tzora's Tzora. She's never been together with the Bas, really, in one marriage. She was together in the marriage of Shimon with someone who was together in the marriage of Reuven with the Bas. So here we have a concept of Tzoros Tzora. There's an aroma, there's a trace of Erba over here that goes over from Erba to Tzora, and Tzora to Tzora, Tzora. Still a problem, still a pastika problem. Frekem Kvege, but besides the problem of Bas, there's a problem of Eshetach. This woman, this Tzoros Habas, who is Nisyabim Tashim, what was she herself first round to Levi? Levi could not be Miyabim her. Levi could not be Miyabim her. And she was also to him because there's a din of Tzorah. And when she was Nisyabim to Shimon and Shimon dies, she's also to him because of the first day she's Ach. Rashi says this Mefurish in that basin with Aleph. Rashi says that the Eishes Ach of Reuben is still a problem to Levi. We have to remember that when a man marries a woman and then dies, or is Megarisha, he dies, and his brother's Meyabim her, and then he dies, if he leaves children, we've got a problem with two Eishes Achs over here, the first Eishes Ach and the second Eishes Ach. So every Yibum, really, when we talk about Meis Reuben, Meyabim Shimon, Meis Shimon, Meyabim Levi, what we really have is that the Torah is being matched not only the Eishes Ach in which there's a Yibum being done, but the original Eishes Ach is also Mutter, which is a big subject that Yibum and the Gemara discusses it slightly in Daf Kof, Omid Aleph, before the Mishnah. But over here, Zakr Kivega, the first Eishes Ach is not Mutter to Levi, because it was never Mutter in the first Yibum. So when Shimon dies, she's also, this Tzoros Habas is also to Levi, not because of Tzoros Habas, but because she herself has an Eishes Ach within her. She herself is an Eishes Ach. Frekum Kivega, yeah, the Tzoros Tzoros and Tzoros Habas is Eichet Tzoros Erba from Eishes Ach, Tzoros Rishayna. Memela, we should not need a posik for the din of Tzoros Tzora, because besides the din of Tzoros Tzora, it's always a Tzoros Erba. And with that, we'll conclude today's brief session.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.